This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 87.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another Q&A show here. And I got a coaching call in about 10, 15 minutes. So this one is going to be pretty short and sweet. And what I'm going to answer here is a question I received. My apologies, I'm forgetting the name at the moment, but it came in a couple days ago about how do you get an asking price from a seller that doesn't want to give it? So I'm actually going to do a bit of a deep dive here and give you a couple different strategies and a couple different ways you can approach this. And, you know, early on, we used to always ask, you know, very direct, what are you asking for your property? What would you like to get for your property? You know, any type of direct question with regards to, you know, you trying to find out what they're looking for. And what we found throughout the years is that people are very reluctant to give that information. Nobody wants to name the first price. And so we would often get, you know, objections like, or responses like, well, you sent me a postcard or you sent me a letter telling me you can offer me top dollar, you know, so I'm just calling to find out what your offer is. And all of a sudden it creates a bit of this like adversarial type of tension, like me versus you, and like this hard line negotiating type of thing. And we haven't even like really gotten there. Right. So, what we have done recently, and we've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of, you know, just getting the answers that we're looking for is asking the opposite. Okay, so what do I mean by asking the opposite? Here's an example. This is one of the things that we've been using, and I'd probably say 70, 80% of the time we're getting the seller to give us their number or give us a ballpark. And again, this is one of two ways that I'm going to share with you that you can, the types of questions you can ask to get the information from the seller in terms of what they're asking for. Go the opposite direction. So say, hey, listen, Mr. Seller, I'm guessing you don't have any idea what you'd like to get for this property, right? Or maybe another way to say it is, Mr. Seller, I'm guessing you haven't really put much time and thought into, you know, what you might want to walk away with cash in pocket if you did decide to sell. And this is one of the things that we covered in John Martinez's sales training, and we've switched the way that we've done things. And again, probably 8, maybe even 9 out of every 10 sellers that we ask that question, we'll do one of two things. Most of the time, they give us their number, right? They give us, and then once we have that number, now we know where their head is at and we have a starting point versus kind of flying blind and not really knowing where they're at. Ideally, you want the seller to give you their number first. So again, 8, maybe 9 out of 10 times, they'll give us the number. The one or two instances in which they don't, they'll confirm that they haven't given it much thought or they don't know. Either way, you're building rapport. Right. So it's a win-win by asking it that way. Now, by asking it direct, people are going to be reluctant. They're going to want to like guard that information. You know, there's all these fears of, you know, is this person going to take advantage of me? Are they going to give me a lowball offer? Who's this person? All that kind of stuff. So by going in the opposite direction and kind of using a takeaway to a certain degree, you're allowing that seller to open up to you and give you their number. Or if not, you know, you're going to build some type of rapport with them. Now, another way to ask it, and this is kind of part two, is this is a different direction. Let's say you ask that question and they tell you, you know, I haven't given it much thought, or I don't know, you know, you sent me a letter. what would you like to offer? You continue on with your script, right? And then at some point in the conversation, you can kind of circle back to it and you're asking the same question, but in a completely different way. You're saying, hey, listen, you know, any idea what properties have been selling for in your area? You know, or are you aware of any neighbors nearby that have recently sold their property? So don't ask them about their property, ask them about something else. And that kind of speaks to the psychology of humans, is that, you know, so many people don't necessarily want to give you certain information about themselves, but they're happy to talk about other people, right? It's kind of that gossip mentality. So by asking that question, you're essentially getting their number. And then most of the time, if not every single time, they're going to say, yeah, you know, this person down the street, you know, recently sold for this, or they're asking this, but my property's much better, right? I mean, we've probably heard that a bunch of times. I know I have. And then you can just follow up with saying, okay, awesome. Listen, were you hoping to get more for your property, less, or about that? You know, and you can continue the conversation from there. And then here's the cool thing is whatever they say, now you can, well, let me backtrack for a second. They're gonna probably talk about how great their property is, this and that. That's opening the door for you to now follow up with another form of a takeaway. And essentially what you're gonna do is say, you know, listen, it sounds like a fantastic property. Why in the world would you think about even selling it? You see what you've done? Now you've kind of put it back on them. And what you're gonna find is that sometimes these people are gonna sell you on why they don't want to, you know, why they do want to sell it. Or one of the things we've been doing is saying, listen, it sounds like a great property. If you need to squeeze out every dollar, you know, you might be better off just listing it with an agent. You know, it might sit on the market 6-9 months and you're probably going to have to pay, you know, a 6% commission, and that could be expensive. But, you know, if you have time and you have patience and you need to get as much money out of the property as possible, you're probably better off just listing it with an agent. That's another form of a takeaway, right? You're pushing back on them and you're saying, listen, I might not be the best fit for you. Why don't you go in this direction? And what you're going to find is most times they're going to circle back and they're going to tell you, no, I don't want to list it with an agent because, you know, I don't have time or this or that. Same thing if they talk about how great, you know, their property is the, you know, the coolest thing since ice cream, right? And it's the best property in the world, and every seller is connected to their property, and you know, it's better than every other house in the neighborhood, right? So when they go that, perfect. That's actually what we want to hear. Then at that point, we say, listen, you know, sounds like a fantastic property. Just curious, why are you even thinking about selling it? I mean, it sounds great. And then from there, they're probably going to say, oh, well, this, and this. And then whatever that is, now you can start, that's their pain, right? That's their motivation or their reason why. And essentially that becomes the framework, or how should I say, that becomes the foundation now of the rest of that call. And eventually if you end up meeting with them, okay, now you can speak to that and keep bringing up and keep hitting on that pain as to why this person needs to sell. So again, hopefully, you know, you can apply this in your business. I think if you do, if you're asking the question, you know, what would you like for your property, or what are you asking? You're probably, my guess would be maybe 30, 40% of the time you're getting an answer. But, you know, if I was a betting man, I would say that you're getting people not wanting to share that information with you, kind of guarding that. Do me a favor, next time you get on a call with a seller, switch it up. Say, hey, listen, Mr. Seller, I'm guessing you don't have any idea what you'd like to walk away with if you did decide to sell it. And then just shut up. And my guess is that definitely more than 50% of the time, you're going to get a positive response. In our experience, 80, 90% of the time, we're getting the number we want. And again, if you don't, no big deal. You built rapport with them anyway. Circle back and ask them about neighbors' properties. Okay, what have houses sold for in your area? And so use those two strategies, and you're going to start to, number one, get what sellers are looking for. Number two, eventually you're going to start to really hone in on their pain and what their ultimate why is. Like, why are they really wanting to sell? So anyway, listen, it was awesome to have you on another Q&A show here. I'm looking forward to part two with Peter Acar from American Wealth Builders on turnkey investing. I think this is really going to open up your eyes. So if you didn't listen to Monday's masterclass, definitely check it out. flipempire.com/episode86. We covered part one on turnkey investing. And part two is going to be awesome, because we're going to talk about, you know, how to generate that passive or residual income through turnkey investments. All right. So I look forward to catching you on that show. And we'll talk soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.